If it's implemented, and we obviously have to see that it is implemented, it will make a big difference in two ways. First, we move from a situation where only items on a permitted list are allowed into Gaza to a situation where there's a prohibited list, otherwise everything goes in, and that's the real importance of the statement today. And secondly, the United Nations projects and the rebuilding projects for Gaza and things like water, sanitation, electricity, housing, schools, those projects will now be enabled and go ahead. So, of course, we've got to make sure this is actually done, but the principles announced today by the government of Israel, and I've just had a long meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister, Mr. Netanyahu, you know, that if it's implemented, yes, this will make a big change.
Do you get a sense, Tony Blair, having met with Mr. Netanyahu very recently, that his heart is in this manoeuvre and that there will be some authorization from the Israeli government to make that implementation happen on the border checkpoints?
Yes, I think that's true. I mean, I've just come from a meeting with the Prime Minister. He was absolutely emphatic that provided that Israel's security is properly protected, then it's his desire and the desire of the Israeli government to allow goods in that improve the lives of people in Gaza. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of discussion still to be had, and it's important that the policy that's stated today is followed through and actually done. But if it is, I mean, I would anticipate over the next couple of weeks or so that we will virtually have a doubling of the stuff going into Gaza, and over then a period of time, you know, not just new crossing capacity, but potentially new crossings opened, and an expansion of commercial activity as well, which is very important for legitimate business people in Gaza.